Blog Talk Radio.
Are you hearing that okay?
Lovely.
Sounds great.
We are.
Oh.
Wake up, my friends. What happens now depends on your state of mind. 'Cause we have been deceived, and we gotta believe. Open up your eyes, you've been blind. Your freedoms have been taken from you, but in your heart you know what is true. Our rights have been undermined. Their statute laws and all their acts, they don't apply if we don't contract. So stop paying all of their fines. And love will set you free. Love will set us free. Love will set you free. 'Cause we can't manipulate peace and harmony. Bill Hicks said it's just a choice between love and fear. You gotta find your voice and shout it loud through a megaphone. And don't let them vaccinate you, and don't let them manipulate you. But violence I don't condone. This is a spiritual revolution. It's all part of our evolution, but our fate is still unknown. So wake up, my friends. The future now depends on you. So lead us home. And love will set you free. Love will set us free. Love will set you free. 'Cause they can't manipulate peace and harmony.
Hi, and welcome to the Universal Awareness Radio Show. My name's Linda Jocelyn, and I'm your host for today's show. I just want to give another thank you to Danny Allen, who sang that song spontaneously for us on the show. And you can hear that because you hear all of our voices. It's quite funny me listening to that, because there's the guys who used to come on and chat a lot, John and I'm trying to think of the other guy's name. Oh, God, that's awful. I hope he's not listening. I've forgotten what his name was. Jonathan, actually, Jonathan. And you hear us talking as Danny starts to play that spontaneously. And when we got it recorded to put on the show, Miles Johnston did it with that little bit there. And he was going to take it off, but I think it's really good because it's the very beginnings of the show when, you know, I decided that I needed to do something and put together information to broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio. And it's a reminder each time as to why I did it. It's quite interesting because, you know, I was thinking there's so much crazy information going on out there, and there's so much emphasis put on the 3D world. That's what I'm so aware of. And for me, you know, I always come back to my own inner journey, because even though, you know, what I see this show is about is helping people to sort of integrate the information that's out there, but also a very big part of my own mission is to help people integrate themselves and get into coherence. So, you know, it's intriguing where people are at, and the different groups that believe this and the different groups that believe that, and how a lot of the groups out there don't get on with one another, even though they all say they're part of the evolvement of this planet, and yet they don't even get on with each other, and they don't see the merit in the other's information. So, you know, it's kind of a fascinating thing. But I think one thing I need to say is that for me, it's always going to come back to my own inner journey. I actually had an attempt, but it was very late in the day, about 3 hours ago, to get Lisa Harrison on the show, because she does some great interviews, and she does what I do a lot, which is tries to dig down to get at what's really going on. And she's just done another interview with Bill Wood and Eva, because Bill Wood came out, I'm sure all of you know about this, but Bill Wood came out and said that one of his connections who gives him information had told him that Obama is in fact, on the white hat side and is in fact a light worker and is just doing the job he's doing, and he knows he's in the pit for a reason and he's going to come out and reveal all and reveal who he really is. And Lisa did this quick, she came in pretty fast after Bill announced that recently in the last week, and she did another interview with him and was trying to drill down there into getting more information from Bill. But right at the end, Lisa went more into what she believes herself and what she knows to be true herself is that we're the power, and that what she does is she visualizes the positive world that she wants to see. So she has a great comprehension of the fact that we're manifesting all of this, that we're creating this reality. So don't get bogged down with one line of thought and one little group who believes this and is waiting for somebody to rescue them, because a lot of people right now are waiting for Drake and Bob, Bill Wood to rescue them, and Benjamin Fulford to rescue them, and maybe even Kerry Cassidy is in there as a bit of a rescuer. I don't know, and I don't think that's where we're going at all, or what it's about. And yes, there is stuff going on, there is action that may be occurring behind the scenes, but just imagine this, that there's possibly, what can we say? Maybe somebody can help me out here. Maybe somebody even knows. Maybe there's, we know that there's only, it's a very small amount of people who are actually on the internet, isn't it? I don't know whether anybody's got the number on that, but I think it's possibly something, could it be 1 billion people out of 7 billion who've actually got the internet who would get this sort of information? And then out of those on the internet, how many are just gossiping or sharing, information with their friends? How many of them are just on there registered but never actually come on? It's because we know a lot of people might have Facebook pages but never use them, and occasionally check their email on their phone. So how many people do we actually, because this is where it gets totally out of order, where people think that everybody knows about what's going on, about the possible arrests of the cabal, or the elite, as it's called. And it is just a small amount of people who even have the internet, isn't it? So if we can try, I want to try and get this in into, a little bit of order of reality, because I think it's running away with it itself. And a lot of people who need to be concentrating on their own journey and on really important things about what we create are bogged down these alleyways, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what's going on, and hopefully, the cabal is, those people who've really carried out heinous crimes against humanity would get arrested at some point and sorted out and put through whatever therapy they need or whatever happens there to clear them. But what I think is good is just getting real with what's going on, because you can spend hours and hours down these different rabbit holes of information without realizing that it isn't the whole of humanity are down those rabbit holes. It's quite a small number of people. And I know that we need to be on our missions and we need to be exposing everything that's going on this planet. I often end up in sort of casual situations when I'm en route to doing something or whatever and end up speaking to people. And it's great because you can exchange real truths with people that way. But I do hope that caller doesn't carry on ringing my phone. Somebody's forgotten I'm on air tonight. I think we have to have reality checks like this where we get real about it and we see where we're actually at and what is the most important thing. I had a quick look at some of the stuff that was going on, and that's why I was thinking that would be really great to have Lisa Harrison on, who does lots of interviews and is very good at at trying to get to what is really going on there. She didn't actually get out of Bill Wood who his informer was, because this is the sort of thing where people are just running with this and thinking how wonderful this is, and that, oh yeah, possibly it's true, possibly it isn't true. Lots of people have great arguments with the fact that Obama's one of the good guys, because he certainly hasn't appeared to be. He just seems to be a victim to the system himself. But, you know, Lisa couldn't get out of it. Bill went all around the houses with lots of bits of information, but he never came out with who his informer was and any more information about that. And this is where I think it goes really wrong, you know, because if you can't give some information about where you got that information from, why are all these thousands and hundreds and thousands of people, because I believe that's what's happening in that little rabbit hole, why are they believing you? You know, what? Because this could all be made up. I'm not saying it is. Bill looks like a guy, you know, who's trying to, you know, get his own salvation, because he's had a hard path of being what he says is mind controlled, and from the age of 17, having worked in the black ops, bombing people, killing people, and is, you know, retrieved himself in the last 10 years. So he has a huge history there of not being in coherence and being way out of coherence, and he's now looking for his own salvation. So we shouldn't put all this weight on his shoulders, because he's still in his own healing. And didn't us all, we all found this out when we were dealing with Aaron McCullum, who's certainly not come online again very recently, I don't think, and certainly had hysterics online and was really trying to hold himself together, and he should have been doing his own healing. So, yes, guest 4712 is saying that Bill Wood is so evasive, just wants to chat about books he's read or Eva talked about an exercise she did at the Stevie Covey seminar. Yeah, I saw all, I just listened to all of that. And that's why at the end of it, I thought, do you know what, let's get Lisa online, because I think she was trying to get more truth, but she didn't get it. And she did come forward with her own, you know, her own spiritual truth and information there that was really good. And I thought, right, let's have Lisa on. Let's, you know, rather than interview Bill, let's interview Lisa, and let's get more nitty gritty about, well, yeah, we're covering this, we're all talking about it, but what's the real, real importance? And as I said, I don't want anybody to get different ideas about where I'm really coming from, because my path is a spiritual path of unraveling myself, connecting to my higher self, my higher consciousness, raising my consciousness, and living on this 3D planet, because that's where we live right now, verging into fourth and fifth, which is coming up anytime soon, as far as I know. But, you know, being aware of what is going on this physical planet is really important. You know, we don't want to be these kind of dreamy fantasy people who just say, well, it's all just love and light, and if you think that way, that's the way it's going to be. And they're not aware of anything that's going on. They're kind of like soaring, what I call soaring dragons. You know, they just soar off into a non-reality, really, because we are still in a 3D world at the moment. So being aware of that means we are awake and aware. Then pulling on our higher self and our higher consciousness is really the way to do it. But just looking, I'm just going to go over a bit of this. Before I do, I don't know whether people realize this, but I was kind of shocked, and I shouldn't have been, when I suddenly saw a reminder that Israel was 64 years old yesterday. It feels to me, you know, and I mean, okay, that's just about the years I've been alive on this planet, because I was born in 1948 when Israel was formed, and Israel was formed in the May. I was actually born in the October, but it was like, oh my goodness, you know, it feels, doesn't it, like Israel's been going for hundreds of years. It feels like, no, it isn't just in my lifetime, but it actually is. And I found that quite incredible, because it has such a big voice. It has such a big impact. What it's doing has a big impact on us all the time. I mean, I don't want to ever forget what Israel is doing to Palestine and what happened when they took over their country, a large part of their country, you know. But it kind of shocked me when I saw that. And that's coming. That's giving yourself a reality check as well. It's like Israel has only been around for 64 years. And yet it's kind of huge and it's kind of important and it's kind of affecting everything because Israel is in there. You know, that whole attitude and everything that is formed around that and why they needed that country. It's a very weird insert, and that's how I kind of see it. And I'm not talking about Jewish people in general here. I'm talking about the whole Zionist idea of where they're involved with the whole world, and also the blackmail that has come out of the so-called Holocaust for every person on this planet to think of the Jews as having been the only ones who ever suffered. And it's absolutely incredible, isn't it? Because so many other cultures have suffered more and it's not talked about. So that, it feels to me like it was actually an insert, and a big insert, and it worked, and it got, you know, they were given their own country, for God's sake. And there's something weird about it. Maybe I'll go into that more next week, but it was just that it was the anniversary. But, you know, I just read the recent update that Drake, this guy Drake, I'm sure you've all heard him speak. He's on radio show almost, well, he's on every week, maybe two or three times a week. And he's the guy who's supposed to be with Winston Shrout, who's doing the legal side, and with a guy called Keith, who's involved from the core of it in the financial situation and has been, you know, involved in the cabal financial quarters for a lot of years. But Drake is the guy who is ex-military, so I'm told, older guy who is now being watched very closely, listened to, you know, for nuggets of information all over the internet. And this is his last write-up. And I'm thinking, well, there's nothing there, you know. This was 18 hours ago, I believe. And he says, and the fun begins, wake up in here. I've been working closely with those who are making the decisions. There was a fight a few weeks ago during which it was stated that the arrests will specifically target individuals. That does not mean there will not be mass arrests as well. However, the info I was given to share was from the military. The military said so. This is why I'm now questioning their lack of performance. They ain't done what was agreed to. So that leaves one option. How many people like having their heartfelt patriotism used like that? All that does for me is to make me very angry. I put my whatever's on the line and they think it's funny to just leave me out there twisting in the wind, wearing the target they asked me to wear. How sweet. So who has the loudest voice in here? Who has available posting to sound like that squeaky wheel? Blah, blah, blah. I hope the military likes this. I do believe it be my turn. This is apparently coming from Drake. And I'm thinking, Jesus, you know, this just don't sound real to me. I mean, he may be working with that financial case that's going through and is going to be going through the courts. We've got no court dates. If it is actually a court case, let's have a reality check on that, because it should be listed and we should know the times and dates and everything like that. We need to know who in the military has come out and pulled Drake into this major position. I don't think, I mean, if I had Drake on a show, I'd be questioning every detail of this. The whole thing is crazy. And then we've got Fulford. These are all the so-called mainline players at the moment in, you know, coming to terms with the cabal and getting them in their rightful position, which is out of the main line of running the world. And he's coming up with... there was a meeting last week between representatives of the Committee of 300, which we all know about probably, the White Dragon Society and an Asian secret society last week to discuss the new financial system. At the meeting, the Committee of 300 representative, who we will refer to as Jay, offered the White Dragon Society a $1,200 trillion Elizabeth Victory Bond. However, once again, it was not made clear exactly what real world stuff actually backed this astronomical number. The White Dragon Society made a counter proposal, which was for an initial donation of $100 million to the White Dragon Foundation to be used to hire experts to begin planning the establishment of a World Economic Planning Agency. You know, all of this stuff, okay, that's Drake, that's Fulford, and we've got Bill doing his bit about coming out as some sort of expert with an incredible person who's giving him an informer, who's giving him information, who says that it's all okay, guys, whatever you see in action with Obama, it's all wrong. He's actually a good guy. Now, you know, all of this information is coming out. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of people following all of this and going along with it as if they're dealing with experts. I mean, if there is a group of people that is now forming and discussing the new financial system, that's not part of the new, you know, broken down into smaller groups. And then we would have a real new world, you know, discussion form, a new world economic system that would work on how we wanted it to work. This is not happening through Fulford. They have no right to be discussing a new financial system just with the Asian Secret Society, the White Dragons, and the Committee of 300. And you know, are any of, we don't want to accept 12 trillion fiat money, do we? And yeah, we, you know, we want to know where, what it was being backed by. But also, we don't want a new financial system that's set up in any way, you know, like what we've had before. So all of this is quite crazy in a lot of ways. It's it doesn't make sense. It's like these are all spin-offs, and are they all distractions to what we really need, you know, need to be doing? I'm going to actually, you know, just before I came on air, I opened the two manuscripts, first book, very, very quickly. And this is the book that I've opened, the one that got published in 1995 by Gateway Books. And this is information from the higher beings who were mentoring me from that date and still do give me information currently. And I ask them which bit they want me to read, which is appropriate for us right now, and this is where I opened the book at. And this may give you some idea of what the people who watch over us, the higher beings who actually know this whole performance that's going on down here and our soul journeys, and that it is the most important thing, but that we have chosen to live this 3D existence. So the two come together, and this is how they're speaking to us today from that book. We can only save the planet by exposing everyone who does not have the planet's interests in their own hearts. We cannot allow the treacherous actions to prolong the now last throes of the Mother Earth's rebirth. In comparison, you will also experience some leaders beginning to open up their own spiritual aspects, not before time. Now, it was quite interesting for me because I'd just been listening to Bill Wood. I just tried to get Lisa Harrison very late on the show. And I was interested in looking at what all these so-called main people in the Truther movement who are trying to out the cabal were doing. And then when I opened the book, it opens at the political information from these mentors. And there was a lot more, there's a hell of a lot more information in that first book than on this side. In this mentoring was the real new order that we all want. And what happened after this was this term was coined by people to talk about something that would be wrong, the New World Order. But throughout this, 20 years ago, when I was given these books, they speak of the New Order. I'm just trying to find my place here. I interrupted myself. This will be carried out when the fracas is over and there is a New Order possible. Everything comes to the man who waits. This patience period is now truly due to come to fruition. After the onslaught of governmental suicides, in brackets, we do not mean this to sound as if the physical act will be carried out, but only that they will destroy themselves on a mental and superiority level. The mainstay of the government will be completed, introducing those who are not at present involved in the actual government, but who for many years have been subscribing to the good of the planetary system. These may well be people who have never thought of themselves as political peoples, but who nevertheless have always thought of the good of the planet. The view must now be one of oneness, not one of superiority of position within the grouping. Our formula for success is guaranteed if the new government figures are primarily accounted for on a spiritual level. After the onslaught of governmental actions, you will very quickly experience our powers. We cannot command a response, but as usual, we will find the energy lines to enable us to command change. This is indirect action by us, but can only be carried out in this way to enable the cosmic consciousness to be raised. The raising of the consciousness will prevent actions that could provoke more anger and bitterness to rise within the consciousness of the man in the street. We do not expect a medal to be given, only that the mainstream of consciousness be aligned with the universal mind. Our procedures are becoming much more acceptable now that the escape plan will not in fact come into effect until every possible alternative route has been explored and, more to the point, activated. We bring you news and grievances, but it is, as always, come in love and faith that the plan will be successful. Over a period of time, there will be much to carry out on the political front. We do not insist that you become politically involved, but what we require is that you become politically aware. This will enable you to work within all. We do not wish to use separation techniques. It is only through complete integration of oneness that our completion program will be activated. Many will come, few will be chosen. We are at liberty to comment here that there are still many who do not choose to follow our call. They have presented themselves, but not their souls. We cannot use those who will not surrender to the oneness. The oneness will survive many a strife, but not after the demolition of openness. We do not expect complete surrender from everyone, but we do need surrender from the main parties involved in the completion process. A margin of 90% has been affected, which will hold the new energies into their positionings. The twists and turns of certain star-seeded individuals are causing concern. Remember always that when one is called, the call will sound at first as if the memory did not really recall the signal. Then as time passes, the memory will start to recall in greater detail the signals of eternity, and the energies will begin to rise above and beyond the normal function. As time progresses, then the information will become like second nature, as if you have known it always. Stepping outside this arena will then become very negative. We must adjust all of your programs to enable you to become at one with the new energy. And this is, you know, this that piece there about saying it will become like second nature, as if you have known it always. And stepping outside this arena will then become very negative. And I think more and more people are getting to that stage where they just do not want to get involved with the negative sides of 3D life. You know, like if there's people around them that are really into the moaning and miserying and are real victims of the life. Once you've done a certain amount of work on yourself and actually felt the higher energies and your own higher self and had contact with that, it's very difficult to live in that other state, you know. And once you've healed your own shadow, you don't want to be involved with other people's shadows, you know. And your shadow may be pulled out sometimes just to test you, and then you need to keep away from those people and get back to healing your own shadow again, or recognizing that there's still parts of you that you that can be drawn out and that won't fare well for you, you know. But here, you know, they're trying to say to us that we have to develop, you know, a new sense of safety that will become second nature to us, not the old safety, you know, like familiarity is safety to a lot of people, and now familiarity has to be on the higher energies. You know, that's the only way we can go. And I trust anybody who's listening to this probably knows this, and it's just good to maybe reiterate it so that we keep on the highest we can keep on. The next part of it, I'm just going to read a little bit of this because I was told to open that particular page. And I'm just going to read as it follows on here, because I can't tell you. I was only shown which pages to read. I can't tell you the relevance in this now moment. But the next bit I thought was might be really important to read. And it says, we have spoken to you earlier about the earthquake, hurricane and tidal wave situation. We must adjust any disturbances in the Earth's crust by attempting to regulate the proximity of the disturbances to the land masses that require the momentum of the energy to be kept clean. Any disturbances will be made clear to you beforehand. This way we can help any of the light workers that are situated in those disaster areas. The land masses that will be affected most are those in the southern hemisphere, those that are surrounded by the negative energy accumulation that was once Atlantis and Lemurian soil. We must adjust the conclave areas that may collapse completely if and when the large cataclysmic changes occur. It is better thought of as an escape plan rather than now as the only way out of Earth's dilemma. Very quickly, the energies of the once tormented areas will become cleansed. We expect the minor alterations to help hinder the need for great cataclysmic changes in the future. Apart from these areas, we will be giving you the exact locations of the freezing districts. In doing so, we will expect the disaster areas to become more a case of expectancy breeds preparation, and indeed consolidation of resources, both within the preceding times before the actual happenings and the time of expectancy. Much of what is about to occur has been expected by those involved with the New Age thinking, but we must now prepare others who do not as yet realize the enormity of the situation already upon your planet Earth. Do not hesitate to contact the mainstream press outlets and media officials. Our information will become as much a part of the everyday news items as the official data that is publicized. Do not also hesitate to become more open with the information that will be given. The time has passed when we need to prime your spoken words. The time has now come for you to be prepared to offer everything to those who are willing to listen. And I think it's really good to hear that, because I think that that's part of what was given to me to read today, because we still, in a lot of ways, see ourselves separate from the mainstream, and we are in a lot of ways, but now we need to get that integrating corridor going. We need to be able to and be prepared to speak whenever the vibration feels right to do so, and whenever we can discern that it is right to do so. I mean, I've had some incredible situations recently that were like normal situations that turned into an immediate exchange of information. One was with a window cleaner that I'd never met in my life before, who happened to knock on my door and asked to clean my windows. And I knew he was a guy who was trying to occupy himself, make a bit of money, because he was unemployed. And it was like, you know, I didn't particularly want my windows cleaned, but I thought, do you know what, I'm going to pay this guy to do it. But when he actually turned up to do it, you know, we were just talking, just casually, quick little conversation. And there was the intro there for me to say something else and to be real. And it felt right, so I just did. And it was quite interesting because it only went on about 7 or 8 minutes. But there was important information that passed between us. And if you're in the now moment, you will be able to pick up when to do it. You won't be doing it as somebody who's preaching stuff and wants to tell others because they're afraid of the information themselves. You know, when people get too keen because they're not up to scratch with really getting the information themselves, so they share it with lots of people and they're really trying to indoctrinate others so that they don't feel fearful themselves. Well, it's not like that when you do it, when you're in the now moment and you respond to that moment and you know it's right just to say the next sentence. And you'll know right off whether that one sentence was enough. And this is what these, you know, the mentors here from the higher dimensions are saying, is the time is different now. You need to be right on your own case here and right in the now moment to know when to speak and when not. And when we speak, it can't be idle stuff anymore. You know, everything is important. Every time we open our mouths, it's important. So be as near to your true self as you can possibly be, so that when you're with somebody, even if it's somebody you never dreamt would want to know what you know, you can actually do it because you are in the right state. It's not quite often, you know, the person's going to miss the information because we're not in the right state to pass it over. So I think that's a really, really important point there. And it's also going back over the part about the fact that there's more earthquakes and hurricanes and tidal wave situations possibly, and that there is they're saying here, it's better thought of as an escape plan rather than now as the only way out of the Earth's dilemma. And just a little bit before that, when I was speaking their words as well, they were talking about maybe not being as bad as what it could have been. I can't think where that, I'm just trying to find that bit. But it's very interesting because I think as we raise up our energy, we are making the possibility, some of the possibilities less of huge cataclysmic changes. And I don't know how far we can go with this. But even all of those years ago, 20 years ago, when they gave me this information, there was the pieces in there that talked of that, you know, they can't give exact ideas of the severity of any of these changes, you know, because as time goes on, we are changing the reality. And I think this is how I started the show about, you know, let's get real with this, that the most important thing is how good an energy conduit are we right now? That's our responsibility. So are we doing our part as best as we can, you know, do that by being a clear, incredibly clear channel for energy to come through us, raise high, and so that we become that conduit of high frequency? Because by doing that, we're actually balancing and cleansing the energies on the planet in a much more easy way. So our concentration, whatever else is going on in your lives, you know, I would say make sure that you are at the standard you want to be at with everything that you do. Because people are, you know, people are still involved in, you know, we have to drive a car around. A lot of us, a lot of us are not in a situation where we can walk everywhere we need to go. So we've got that going on. We need to have a house to lay our heads down at night and sleep and to cook our meals and prepare ourselves, be in the warm. And they are, you know, they are parts of our life and also relationships that we have, you know. And we have relationships with our family. We fulfill duties and alliances there. And we're there for friends and things like this. But every one of those things needs to be done. And this is practicalities of life that we chose to have on this planet in order to carry out our missions. Make sure every one of those is done in the right way. You know, on the highest level, no more games. You know, whether you're playing games in your physical life, you know, in the way that you don't eat your body right by eating the wrong foods in this house that you've got set up, which is only for your survival, isn't it, after all? Because really you're an immortal soul in there who's down here on a spiritual journey. And you're down here on a mission to make sure as many people get through these huge changes and evolvement of the whole of humanity as possible. So when you're still dealing with playing games with yourself in your kitchen, or when you're playing games with yourself on thinking it's more important to have a flash car than a car that will actually get you to your destination, or whether you're playing games still with relationships and part of your shadow is coming forward and playing games, you know, and in your job, maybe you're playing superiority games in your job. But they're all games, aren't they? And they're all connected to unhealed parts of your shadow. So, you know, the best place to be is not waiting to see if one of these guys who's got some insider information is going to save you by killing off the cabal or arresting all the cabal and putting them in Guantanamo Bay. I wonder where they're thinking of putting them. I mean, I suppose that would be an obvious. But, I mean, to me, that's not really the most important thing. As have you put your shadow to sleep yet, you know? And in another way, I mean, I know you don't put your shadow to sleep. What you do is you heal your shadow, okay? So let's say it as it really is. But if you haven't sorted your own shadow out and your actual focus is on let's sort the cabal out, then there's a little bit of a disparity there, you know? Because everything in your own life, the cabal, you know, let's put it in its significance here, because the cabal is showing you, and it always is like this, it's a mirror action. The cabal and their bad behavior and their superiority and their greediness and their fear and their complete lack of conscience, right, is a mirror of anything that's left of your own shadow. Because we know that when we go into our shadow, which is the unhealed part of us, that's when we would be self-interested, self-centered on particular areas of our life. Some people get it more in their work. Some people get it more in relationships. Some people get it more to do with how they deal with their own body. You know, and that you know, whatever, if you think life, I mean, I'd love to get a few of these so-called people who are connected to mainline information coming out of the cabal, and they were thinking that they're part of the mainline, to get them arrested. I'd love to get some of them in therapy, to be quite honest, because some of the stuff I've heard and the way they speak and the way they treat others, they've not healed hardly any of their own selves yet. And there's a whole illusionary thing going on there. So, you know, this is where your focus should be and needs to be, is on yourself first. And then you'll be able to pick out the discrepancies with other people and the power trips that are going on, the illusionary stuff that's going on, you know, the wanting to be more important stuff than others that's going on. You know, I can hear it in a lot of these so-called truthers who are supposed to be dealing with really crucial situations. And I'm not saying this at all, in fact, to judge them. I'm just saying that's how it is. I'm not judging them. They're just like us. They're just in another theater. You know, there's all these different theaters, little areas down rabbit holes where there's like theater stop-offs where people are playing out their self-importance. The most important person on this planet right now for you to deal with is yourself. And, you know, the whole reason you're here, ask yourself, ask the higher beings that you are connected with, but who will not come in. You know, you will not get the assistance until you ask. It's very, very few people and very few occasions where they will cross those barriers and those lines of free will. So connect, you know, this is the only way I ever got information. I mean, they had difficulty in the beginning because in one sense of myself, I wanted to know the whole truth and I wanted to play a part in helping others, right? But in another part, when they started to tell me the truth, I ran away from it because it was like, you know, I wanted the truth to be prettier and to be calmer than what they were telling me. And because they were telling me that we were going to go through all these upheavals, and this is 20 years ago when I first got the information, I integrated it then. It took me a while. And as I say, when I stopped running, I then understood. And I had to integrate it. I went through a period of about 6 months of being very depressed. And I shut myself away after I channeled the two books. I shut myself away from everybody. I used to cross across the other side of the street when I was walking through town, and I hardly went out. It wasn't good for me. I had to go through a real serious period of integration because I had the information. I had all the information about the hurricanes, about everything that was going on, and also the complete collapse of religion, the complete collapse of all our governments. And it was in these two books. So for me, it's not, it, you know, now it doesn't touch me really, because having gone through that, you know, I never, even though, you know, over the period of years, I mean, the first book was published. I didn't do anything with the second one because the publisher was scared of the second one. He said it was too futuristic and he didn't want to go there. He just wanted to go to his safe place. And he did. He shut down his publishing company about 4 years after my book was published, and it came out of print because he shut the publishing company down. It's still available. God only knows how, because I don't know how, but you can even buy it on Amazon. I don't get any royalties off it, but it's available all over the world. Loads of booksellers have got that first book. Crazy situation. I don't care about it, except that the information gets out there. But He actually went off to his safe place because he knew it was true, that we were going to go through a lot of upheavals and a lot of changes, which are still going on, have been going on very violently, haven't they, with the weather changes and the earthquakes and the hurricanes and everything, tsunamis for the last 10 years. So, you know, I know that for other people who don't realize that this is a lot of this is natural, they're going to go for harp because to them harp is easier to understand, that somebody's doing this to us. This isn't a natural 26,000 year cycle for the earth, which is the information I had on it 20 years ago, that it was kind of happening, it was natural. So that's why, yes, I can understand and comprehend that it's a possibility that harp is being used. But 20 years ago, I had information saying that there were going to be great earthquakes and hurricanes going on. And in particular, the next part of this piece that I was told to open actually goes into Japan a lot. And I don't know, because the timing on this that was put into the first book certainly wasn't given specifically in any of the ones that were passed. But what I do know is any of the information that they gave me, you know, in the book has all come true. But the timing, I think they were doing more for me than I tended to think, well, if they time this, then it'll feel more real, but I know now that time's illusionary anyway, and it's just a made-up concept for us to live on this 3D planet. But anyway, I'm just going to read you a little bit about the information about Japan. And as I say, I feel that there is more to come for Japan, and that this is more of it. I think some of the more recent channeling that's on the front page of the network, which goes with this radio show, which is www.universallyaware.ning.com. Down the center page of that, on the front page, I always have all the current channeling. So you may see some of it there that refers to Japan. I can't even remember now. But I'm just going to read you a little bit of this to show you what was given to us 20 years ago. So that where they're saying HARP did it now, well, maybe this is the next lot to come. I don't know. I know Benjamin Fulford won't get off the case of saying that it was I'm not so sure he actually thinks it was HARP. He thinks it was some sort of weapon, nuclear-type weapon that was used. And I'm actually going to go on to a subject in a moment that is quite incredible, that's coded into a particular video. But just to carry on here, another region which will see great changes is on the southern side of Japan. Now, I don't actually think that the earthquake and tsunami that happened was on the southern side of Japan. I think it was more, was it not, to the northeast? Anyway, this will begin the great changes destined for this country over a period of time. Both inland and at sea, the area in and around Japan will undergo drastic movements. This will be in the form of earthquakes and also great tidal waves, some of which will completely obliterate the coastal areas. Much of the area will be consumed by water and the mud and debris. Tokyo has before been approached by disaster. The disaster that is now approaching is one of great magnitude. It is one of great calamity that will be expected because of this. We will give you specific details of damage that will be encountered. If you are aware of this, then details can be given to the world. We do not give you empty words. It is because of our love for your people that we are attempting to forewarn those of you who are able to respond. The damage around the coastal inlet areas will be greatest. The energy that needs to be released has accumulated in these inlets because of the energy transference on your planet today. It is easy for us to release pockets of energy, but in doing so, we are at liberty to say that much damage will occur. Our master plan will be presented in a way that clears the energy despite human beings. But as our love goes out to you, we will forewarn you and your fellow man. It has become apparent that many of the inlets in Japan are jeopardized by traumatic happenings. We can adjust the energy towards the ocean, but only when this is appropriate. It must be understood that many of the inlets are holding high negative energy levels. The energy will begin to resurface along the eastern coast and thereafter will dissipate along the edges of the northeastern coastal areas. Apart from this information, there will be much to write about on the calculations of tidal waves and earth trauma. This information will be very much needed for your scientists to readjust their machinery to become in tune with Mother Earth. They are not so much in tune as trying to understand her patterns. This will ultimately lead to more inaccuracy and miscalculation. It is not because of their lack of awareness, but because of their lack of sensibility. To sense is to understand. You will find that if they are aware of the information, their minds will begin to readjust to the sensory devices which are available within your world now. I'm just checking the next bit. I'm going to leave that part there. But, you know, just comprehend here, this information was out there in a book that was sold around the world 20 years ago. And now, you know, a lot of groups of people, so-called truth of people, who are really looking for somebody to blame are saying everything is heart. Now, how come if everything is heart? Did we have that information 20 years ago? I actually had the information and got it published. The first publisher published that book. So I'm just making it clear here and also giving you another reality check on, you know, for me and for people who read that first book, it wasn't new, was it, when we started to see these changes happen? None of us are happy about it, but it's inevitable because this is an evolutionary movement. This is a cleansing of the planet. This is a change of the energy on the planet. In the books, if I went on to read more and more, it's telling us we are going towards the universal energy continuum. Now, a lot of people who've also picked up on this information and through the science disciplines, it's coming out as if it's the galactic center. But all the time that I've been mentored on this information for 20 years, it's been given as the universal energy continuum. And this is the wave of the energy that we join. And that because of this, the earth energies have to be rebalanced. And that's why we're going through all the changes. Now, okay, why should we be really worried about this? If we, you know, most people, I would say, if I asked everybody in the chat room right now, I would say everybody understands, comprehends that they are more than this physical body. And that they now will say that this physical body is just a medium in which to exist. And which to live out their mission on this planet, and that they're so much more than that. Now, when is this going to become totally, you know, engaged into your truth, where you will know then, so what's wrong with the fact that the Earth's going through this cleansing and that there's all these physical things going to go on? You know, if we lose this body, then we don't lose anything much, do we? If we lose this particular life that we're living in now, are we not centered with that if at that point, you know, we ended up in the place at that time where we were going to have to depart and go over to the other side at this particular time, wouldn't that be the right thing that was happening? I mean, can we talk about this? Can we have a reality check on this? Can we talk as it is, or are we going to bring emotion into this? And how many people are now going through, like, oh my God, I don't think I'm ready? Because it is a possibility, isn't it? You know, the figures I've been given and what I was given 20 years ago, I'm not sure it's in that book, it might be in the second book, was something like it's a possibility on the worst scenario that only 25% of the people will survive. And I actually saw that on a video that somebody else did on what's happening and if the pole shift happens. Okay, and when, you know, when that does, that because of the waves, the water, everything rebalancing and the huge movement of the Earth's crust sliding round, that only 25% will survive. Well, I know that's also in these manuscripts, that's the worst scenario, that 25% will survive. Well, that means only 25%, it's a possibility that 25% will survive in this physical body. But if you really have a truth of knowing you're more than this physical body, and that this is just a temple for us at the moment, a tool, a piece of machinery that we're using to have this escapade on this planet Earth, then what's the big deal? You know, if something's coming up for you which says I'm not ready for even the possibility, then completely get on your case and start tying up the ends, because it won't be ends as to I haven't painted the bathroom, I haven't completely, you know, had the perfect relationship yet. It won't be anything like that. It won't be, oh, but I never found the money to buy the Ferrari, will it? The only ends you need to tie up is the ends that aren't healed with your own connection to your higher self. That's the only ends. And I recently I've been having conversations with various people who've got all sorts of stuff going on in their lives. And you know, after I've listened sometimes, I think, what has that got to do with the mission we're on? Because that's how it is for me. I can go about my normal daily stuff and get involved. But I'm only, what I'm doing is I'm getting involved in that. But I am something else. My I am is not to do with I am, you know, I am living in this particular house. I am wearing these particular clothes. I am that I am is something so much more whole than that, so much more dynamic and energetic than that. So I think it's really good to keep having reality checks. How are we speaking? How are we attached? How are we showing ourselves? Because we're nearly at the end of this journey, you know, on in this particular sojourn on this planet, on this particular mission. How far forward are you on your mission? How far forward are you at telling the truth, not only to yourself, but to everybody that you come in touch with and, you know, in contact with that actually needs you to be in your truth? Because this is so, so important. And I know that, you know, there may be people who don't want to hear it, but when we speak in this way, there's a catalytic sort of motion that comes from it. There's something that's touched in people. And yeah, you may run away from it for a while afterwards, but it's like it will touch that part of you. And is your mission the same as mine, that I'm going to dare to say it as it is? Because if it is, get out there and start doing it. And you may need to put a few more bits of your plan of discipline into action to be able to carry it out, you know? And I feel like whatever we talk about and wherever we go and whatever we get involved with a bit of intrigue, because it is fascinating, some of the different stages of what is going on the Earth planet, then always come back to this place. And I feel like it's my responsibility whenever I run the show is to come back and really put a, you know, a piece on here that really will make you not forget that this is what it's really about. But then we can get back into the play, you know, and we can keep having little adventures into the play, into the matrix. What's going on in the matrix? Now, I'm going to tell you about something that came my way that I find quite fascinating. And one part of it is decoding it, actually. On our network, if you go on to the videos, you're going to see a video called Sport at Heart. And it's actually a video that's been put out for the Olympics. It's an advert for UK and the Olympics. Now, I haven't had time because I actually had to go out today in the middle of the day. I didn't get time to actually go in and look at who produced that, because that's my next move on this. Because if you check out, and this is what we were told to do with the particular video that came around, I've headed it up on the video page. It's only on the first page of videos. If you go on the video link at the top of www.universallyaware.ning.com, it's headed Sport at Heart, and then check out Crossword at 2.55. And you'll actually see David Beckham at that point sitting there as part of the advert, because he was part of the Olympic board that actually won us the Olympics. He was put forward as one of the personalities. You'll see him sitting there casually, I think he's in a cafe, doing a crossword, and then suddenly you see the pan in of the camera going right into the crossword. And then you see the words on the crossword that are written in there. And it's fascinating looking at what particular words are there and why did they pan in to the puzzle? Because a crossword is a puzzle to be, you know, decoded, isn't it? You're trying to find the words that fit in there and whether they fit the clues, yeah? apart from this, the whole video is the strangest thing ever when you're looking at another level of it. I mean, it's a crazy video trying to show you. I would say that if you ask them why they did it that way, they would say they were trying to show you different parts of London and the UK and what it's known for. But it's very strange when you think of how it could have been made. And you go into that and you understand that a lot of what we live in, this 3D matrix, is set up as a mind control, but also as a sort of coded mechanism. And not only coded for us, coded for those who operate in the cabal and the elite as well, who kind of control everything. So actually looking at this, I mean, I noted a few things here, like this Big Ben. A lot of people are saying if there's going to be more games played, and these are kind of like horror games played at the Olympics rather than the real games, and they're going to start doing false flags, then it's possibly Big Ben, because Big Ben is on the set of cards that are the Illuminati cards, and Big Ben is, I think, crashing down. Well, one of the things I noted was it's 20-9. I mean, I think keep that in mind. I don't know when the opening ceremony is at the Olympics, but that's one of them to keep in mind. That's only one of the other things on here. I'm going to go back to the crossword in a moment. I was just trying to think what, there's a lot of little shots which look a bit odd of police on there. And anyway, look at it for yourself. But if we go to 2.55 and you check the crossword out, actually, I had it sent to me and it had the little comment on it that Benjamin Fulford had messaged that he had been sent this particular video by an MI6 person, and that they sent it to him because it was some sort of threat about Japan. Now, I've just been reading to you about what I got on Japan 20 years ago. But on this, whatever games are being played here, you've got Japan as the first word at the top of this crossword. The word coming down from that on the A is amore, and it's A-M-O-R-A-E. Well, the only connotation on the Japan, you've got the Japan, then you've got the amore. When I looked the amore up, if you just take the E out of that, you've got Spanish for love, which was kind of obvious because it's the French for love if you take it two more figures off that or letters off that. But okay, so I was just looking at every word. And then you've got answers spelt in it without the W, but it is phonetically A-N-S-E-R-S coming off the other A. And then the N, I thought that was irrelevant until I looked it up, because the N comes down as N-O-H, which is just no, Noah, or no. N-O-H isn't anything in English, is it? But it's really interesting when you look these up, because, okay, so Japan loves answers, right? And then you've got the NOH, which if you look it up, it's the oldest existing form of theater. It's actually a Japanese word. And I'm just looking, it's the oldest form of theater. And it's, many of the characters are masked. Just think of all this on the level that we look at what's actually going on behind the scenes. It means skill or talent as well, but it's the oldest form of theatre. Many characters are masked. The roles are interchanged. The field of Noah performers is extremely codified and regulated by the Lemoto system. Right? And when you look, this is something really entrenched in Japanese culture, in the ancient culture, and we're dealing with entrenched cabal culture that goes through all the different nations and is still hidden to a great extent, right? And this is regulated by the Lemoto system. If you look up Lemoto, it means founder or current headmaster of a certain school of traditional Japanese art. But what you find, so we've got, you find a lot of stuff where the words, if you look them up, and we're looking them up in like Wikipedia and stuff like that and in dictionaries, you know it's there for a reason. There's no way that any of this is coincidence. And I actually agree with the people who've picked up on this. It couldn't be. This is not coincidence. So if you translate that little square, you've got Japan loves answers, and then something to do with the oldest tradition. And this is where it's masked. There's masked things happening. There's roles interchanged. Okay, and it's all connected to a head master. If you go over to some of the other words, you've got things like power is in there. Some of the worst ones, I think, is stoats is in there. Stoat, which has a killer instinct, which rips the throats out of much bigger animals than themselves. Which, you know, touche is in there, but spelt, I would say what they've done is they've spelt it like David Beckham style. So it's touche, T-O-U-S-H, right? And touche, when you look it up, it's touche, touche, which is acknowledging a hit. And another side of it is when somebody responds to an act, okay? And all of this, when you fit it in with Japan and what people are saying about what happened with the tsunami and whether that was real or whether that was harp on that particular one, who knows? But, to Benjamin Fulford, he's saying that it's all written in there. And there is a bit that says, he says it's a 5 kilotons. Nuclear weapon that did it, and it's actually there. Well, number five, the crossword number five is kill, and then TNS, I think it is, or TS, and it could read that way. So have a look at all that. Those people who like a bit of a puzzle and something to decode, it's absolutely fascinating. I went further than I thought I was going to go because I thought it was going to be obvious that it wasn't anything when I started. I haven't spent a lot of time on it, but there's more to uncover on it. There's another word which doesn't make sense until you look it up because it's one of the down words again. It's Norival. And I just looked at it and thought, well, crazy, what the heck is that? And it's a Grand Master. So there's all these references to the secret societies in there. There's Rees, which doesn't make sense because, well, it's not a word I'd know to put in a crossword. It's R-E-E-S. But I looked at it and thought, well, I can't see what that means. I haven't actually looked it up in a dictionary or Wikipedia. I just didn't know the word. But what I did was I turned it around. And it's prophet. It's clairvoyancy. It's prophetic. Seeing into the future, you know. What happened? So even in that context of using it in that way, it's there. So there's something really strange going on with that. And even not looking at the crossword, the whole video is strange. And you're thinking to yourself, how did that come about? Why was that sort of stuff chosen? Why was the crossword there? I think we need to go further. I'm somebody who doesn't take things, you know, lightly like that and then believes that it is so. I certainly don't think it's a coincidence, but why it's there, I want to go deeper into it. And I don't know whether other people are going to research this as well. Maybe we should message each other on the network if we are doing it. Put it underneath the... I've already put some of the decoding under the video so we can continue the discussion there on the network. But I'd like to know who was involved with filming it, who was involved with the... who was the production company? Because that's what... would be where the interference is, because the production company would have had to have been given that crossword to put in the shot and would have been told to pan in on it. So whoever's involved with the production company and the director, all of that, the media company, will be people that we need to go into and look up. So I think we really should look further. Angel Bright is saying she looked at it but couldn't get anything. I went a bit further, you know, with some of the words, as I said, and it just don't make sense that all of these words would connect in there. It just doesn't. There's too much in there. There's, you know, the killer instincts, the stoats, the power. Power roars, That's both of those there. United is in there. The one I thought was interesting was parrots. Parrots is in there. And when you parrot something, you repeat it and you do something else. Well, that is exactly like there is a war going on underneath the scene, you know, underneath the obvious in the world and what you hear. And when you see the events, there's really another war going on between two factions of the cabal. And we know that through the things that have happened at, you know, the different crazy events that have happened at Fort Worth, was it? Where the, you know, they say this guy went berserk, and really what we've heard is that there was a lot of gold being shifted around at the time, and there was shoot-offs going on between different members of the cabal, and that there are now white hats and black hats for sure. So, you know, when you get people who have been involved in the Illuminati and are now coming out of that, and are opening up their consciousness because of the new energy coming in, you're going to get revenge issues going on. So this could all be about a revenge event for the Japan earthquake, if that was in fact done by a nuclear weapon, which is what Benjamin Fulford says. But there was another bit of it, actually, and I'm just going to... There was another bit on that I didn't read out. I've just realized that. And this, and what I'm thinking is this why, you know, is this why it's on the Olympic video and that it's been inserted for a reason by the, because it's going to be a revenge act, right? And the word is ETS, and it's ETTS. Don't make sense, does it? When you see it in a crossword, looks like it's been done wrong. When you look it up, it's an exclusive international level system primed and run by expert educationalists and linguists that give you absolute mastery over English. And that's how it's written in Wikipedia, I think, right? Now, it's not saying over the English, it's saying over English language. But I think it's in there for a reason. That the revenge is on the English, because the English are involved. A lot of people think through the Illuminati side of the royal family, etc., etc., and that Westminster is the crux of it. So this is fascinating when you look at this. I'd love people to do a bit more here on what I've done, because the ETS bit is the real. When I looked at that, I thought, oh my goodness. Because this is England, this is London. It's going to happen in 2 weeks' time, isn't it? I think the start of the Olympics is around June, beginning of June. So maybe we need to do more and more work on this and then get the information going further. Because when people did that, you know, when that video went round, and certainly where it is on our network, it didn't come with any of this decoding. All it came with was the Japan word being picked up on, and with Benjamin Fulford saying it was to do with, you know, the threat of the bomb that has already gone off. But if you look deeper into this, I can see a revenge act in it. And the words, there's other words, refit, proud. I don't know, it just all fits together. Maybe some other people will help with this and have another look at it. I'm just having a look to see if there's any thing that needs to be answered here in from the chat room. No, not that I can see there. But so going back, okay, I'm going to go back now to why we're really here. I'm going to go back to the other part of the manuscript, because that's the intrigue. That's the game we're playing on this planet. But we are here to decode the game. We are here to walk beyond the game. So decoding clues like that, decoding what the cabal and the elite are doing, is part of this game that we're here for. But not getting too involved in it that we forget who we are. Okay. Now, this part that I opened the book at, and I don't know where it's going from here, because I can't remember this word for word, because I was just the channel. I didn't write it. So when I open it at a page, I've no idea where it's going, really. Okay. This is the second book that I've only started putting out about 3 years ago, actually. And you can get yourself a free copy of this one because I've got it in a format that I can send out to people on an email. It's 118 pages of information that's needed now for what's going on. And it goes through all of the kind of illusions of government, illusions of religion, everything, and what we need to be doing for ourselves to bring ourselves back online to who we really are. I'm just going to carry on now with the page that I opened it at and to see what we needed to hear today. We will be attempting to offer you solutions to the many problems that are besetting planet Earth. These solutions do not align to any that you have used before. It is because of the size of the problems that you will need to use untried techniques. These techniques are not of your world. These techniques will be utilizing the forces of the universal energy continuum. The energy which is spurted out from this continuum does not come from a man-made source. It is, in essence, the divine source. When the universal energy continuum exited before time, the molecules were subatomic. They did not respond to the other energies within the solar system. It is only now that the energy will be present, which will enable you to make use of these subatomic particles. When we are enhancing the energy of the solar system, the energy used is of a grade which can supersede any other energy. Because of this, any energy that is of a lesser degree of activation will be made extinct. This will affect the energies within the universal energy continuum in a very positive way. Much of the energy at present within the sphere of the planet Earth is made up of particles which have become adulterated. By enhancing the energy that you are receiving, we will be activating molecules which are not normally activated. In this way, we can ensure that any negative build-up is dissolved. By dissolving negative build-up, we will be producing the effect of soul enlightenment. It will be as if the sons of God have arrived. We use this expression as it is the only one with which you have any experience. When one speaks of the Son of God, then there is an awe of admiration and wonderment. It is through this sort of experience that you will begin to realize that things are not well within the normality range of your planet Earth. When we refer to normality, we refer to what you deem normal. It is not normal for the atrocities that have been performed on the planet to be accepted, but we use your terminology. If we were to take you too far too soon, we would lose you. After the horizons of normality have been broken, we will be able to come much more openly to the planet. It is as if there are still barriers stopping us approaching. For some, there will be many broken barriers. These barriers have been erected over eons of time and need to be broken down. For others, the coverings of normality are not so thick, and we do not have to break down as many barriers. If you are already in receipt of this information, then you will begin to alert others. For others, it will be a time of take on more coverings quickly because there is a danger that they will be broken down. There have been many times when the enlightened have been persecuted. It will be another of those times. The persecution will come from those who are very quickly going into attack. This attack is their defense. They know no other way. The only way to deal with this sort of procedure is to make sure that you are very solidly aligned to the masters. If we are not alerted to what is going on, then we cannot assist you. You must always keep your own personal strength by allowing the strength of the heart center to guide you. You will not be able to protect yourselves if you allow the heart center to be in any way damaged. In order to assure the strength of the heart center, then it is imperative to be devoid of any emotional displays. If you begin to show emotion, then the heart center does not respond as well. It has been very confusing for you to begin to understand that emotion does not come from the heart center. When you are truly aligned within the center of the heart, then you will not show emotion. The emotional displays will react very badly towards other people and will also react very badly within your own systems. When the heart center is connected to the oneness of humanity, then you do not feel in the least emotional. What you will experience is the feeling of oneness. During this time, nobody can affect your system. It is the same feeling as detachment. Detachment reigns supreme. It is the detachment that will give you everything of which you have ever dreamed. For when one is attached, one cannot be moved. I'm just going to talk a little bit about that because people get very, very confused about that. And they think that emotion is to do with love. And that love is an emotion, and that peace is an emotion, and that oneness is an emotion, and it hasn't got anything to do with that. And anybody who's ever experienced bliss or a real high state of awareness and centeredness will tell you that, that it feels sublime, it feels totally detached. The words are interreplaceable in a lot of ways, just as they've said, for when one is detached, when one cannot be moved. And it's such a powerful state to be in. And if it's one that you rarely experience, then start to ramp up the meditation that you do, the time you spend in meditation, ramp up the good quality of your diet, the purity of your water. Hopefully we'll get a chance in a moment to talk about how people are getting on. Maybe other people are following what I'm doing here for themselves, which is to drink the distilled water, which I'm finding incredible and a real support in keeping myself much, much more centered and in coherence. I'm going to carry on with this because it's very, very important, this part. Detachment has been the adage of the sages. They taught detachment. It is not taught in your so-called normal world at this moment. Even within the quarters of the New Ages, there is much attachment. Attachment towards their own energies. When we speak to you of detachment, we speak of unworldliness. Unworldliness has many connotations, many very wrongly used. If you were to call someone unworldly within your societies, you would at present be using an insult. If you were to use this word wisely, it would indeed be a compliment of the highest order. The world as you have created it is not a high order. Therefore, to call someone unworldly would mean that they have not accepted this. There are many words which could take on new meaning to you as you progress through to the more spiritual avenues. We do not wish you for you to become more worldly. This would be a mistake. To become more involved in a world of mistakes, misconduct, and misbehavior would indeed be a retrograde step. This world, which will be created after the transitional period, will indeed be a world that you can become proud of. We do not jest with you. It is possible for your world to become as our world. It will be heaven upon the plains of the earth. If you do not choose to participate, then you will be allowed to abstain. We cannot insist that any of you be willing to let go. We can insist that the planet Earth is allowed to let go. She cannot be allowed to continue in the state that has manifested on your Earth planes. She does not carry the choice. It will be the choice of the Master Rays that will precipitate her enlightenment. She will indeed become lighter. It is her karmic energy that has now been cleansed. She does not need to remain in this partially emaciated condition any longer. If we allowed her to regress any further, then her decline could become complete. We have vowed our complete laws of grace that the Earth planet will reach her destination. Her destination will be one of the highest order. She cannot remain within the third dimensional field of resistance. When the resistance has been broken, she will ascend into the higher quarters of the universal energy continuum. This ascension will take place when the energies from within the universal energy continuum have become complete. We cannot complete this system without first realigning planet Earth. The planet Earth has been a major bottleneck within the evolvement of the rest of the cosmic highway. After realignment, the Earth will require some years to recover. This will be a period of self-contemplation. It is because of this stage that many will not be able to survive within the atmosphere of the planet. You will be able to survive physically, but the energies that will be present will be very different from those known at present. If you cannot support your systems through this phase of the Earth's recovery, then you will be unable to survive. This does have major consequences. These consequences are that the population of the planet will be severely affected. If we were to give you the exact figures, we would be taking you too far too soon. It will suffice to say that there will be many who do not choose this pathway. My goodness, this is really surprising for me because I hadn't realized where this piece went. But again, remember that I just opened this book intuitively. And if you get your free copy of the book, just email me with Event Horizon in the subject line on an email to thetruthwillsetyoufreenow@yahoo.co.uk. But when you get it, I always advise people to print it off so that you too can open it intuitively, because it's a really in-depth kind of report. And when you open it intuitively, you can then just read a page or two of it that will be apt for your time at that moment. I'm just going to carry on for a little bit longer. If you are to become part of this divine plan, then it is imperative that you are able to understand that this is indeed a divine plan. If you do not understand that you will be assisted during each different stage of the plan, then we will not have your compliance. This divine plan is indeed divine intervention. There are many who understand that the planet is indeed changing, but they do not comprehend that it is not the actions of man that are carrying this out. It is the actions of man that have made this plan necessary. It is not the actions of man that are attempting to salvage the planet. We cannot do more than salvage the planet at this moment, for she is severely damaged. When you salvage a car, you do not do so by allowing her to feel that she is roadworthy again. You salvage the car so that you do not lose all of her. It is the same with the planet Earth. We must carry out this salvage plan. It is the only way to change the world in which you will be able to live. You cannot drive in a salvaged car. You must wait until you've replaced the damaged parts and indeed brought the car back to life. We will be bringing the planet back to life. We will be recharging her energy system. She must be allowed this period of salvation. It is indeed the salvation of the planet Earth. During this salvation period, her energies will realign, her body will be rebuilt, and her life force will be recharged. Is it not the same as your cars? Do not attempt to realign any of the Earth energy points yourselves. We cannot assist when you are meddling in things that you do not understand. It has been said that the energy of the Earth has indeed realigned. This is not true. She will not realign until the energies of the entire planet have been recharged. There is indeed much that can be accomplished by the energies of the planet being re-energized. This is the difference between expecting the energy points to realign or re-energize. If an energy injunction is given short, sharp bursts of energy, then this will assist the process, but it is impossible for your so-called energy balancers to realign these junctions. If these energy junctions are well energized, then the process of realignment is much simpler. It is when the energy is negative that we will have to use more of our energy to realign them. This will in turn cause more upheaval. If an energy center has been energized, then we can simply turn this energy into the mainstream energy supply. If it is negative, then we will have to readjust the negativity first or neutralize this. Many are attempting to re-energize centers, but in the main, much of this work is useless. Before attempting to re-energize, your own energy should be pure. When a center has been misaligned through the negativity of another, then our job will be even more difficult. It is possible to misalign energy centers through negative energy play. We cannot begin to give you a complete understanding of any of these things, but we will be assisting you to complete your tasks. Many of the tasks given have been held up by misunderstandings. It is as if you have heard the words and then gone ahead with other actions. We cannot understand this, but we will be giving you the necessary jolts to correct your pathways. Any peoples who have understood their missions as connected to the energy of the planet will need to know that we're pursuing our work along these energy lines, and we'll be directing you towards the correct procedures. So, you know, it's really important there where they're talking about people messing with energies who don't really know what they're doing. And I've certainly seen people who've been talking about what they're doing, and that they're going out to certain sites and realigning the energy and such. And I've often thought back to this manuscript and thought, well, you know, as long as these people are in the holiest of order themselves, then it could help if they're actually on their mission. But a lot of people take up different stances over what they think. There's a lot of ego play gets pulled into different people's missions here, and so we don't know whether only by resonance are we going to know, aren't we, what's actually happening. Somebody's actually saying here, what am I reading? I'm actually reading from two books that I was given to channel 20 years ago, and when I've been reading it today, for those who've been online the whole time, you'll see that we were talking about, one part that I read was all about the Japan earthquake and stuff like that. I'm also talking about the government. We've had all information that was chosen for us to listen to today, and it was chosen intuitively and just pointed towards me to give that particular information on the politics side, the government side, and what's actually going on there. And it's really incredible how, you know, we're given exactly what we need to hear at any particular time. And that when we're given it from a higher dimension, I know that whenever I need help, that's where I'm going to go. Because I've never been let down. You know, I just connect in to the higher beings who are looking over this planet, and you can get the most incredible information. And a lot of the time, you know, right off, you're going to think, ah, when you get it, because unless you're used to the how they do this, and that they always give you a complete reality check and bring you into your highest order, then you're going to be confused, or you're going to be mad at their answers, because sometimes the answers are not what your emotional or shadow self want to hear, but they are the truth. And it takes wanting to know the truth, the real truth and only the truth, to actually, be able to connect with the higher beings and accept it. Somebody's put there that I haven't taken a breather. I have been drinking water in between. Actually, I got hiccups at one stage. I'm sure you can hear it on the replay of this show. And that was through drinking water. Somebody else was saying there that they did understand that. Yeah, Angel Bright is saying yes, because it's all pomp and ceremony. It's more about them than healing the earth. And I've seen a lot of it in my time. 30-odd years spent sort of running. I had a Whole Foods shop and a New Age center 30 years ago. You see it all over a period of time, and you see those that live it out as a sort of profession, an ego profession. There's been a lot going on. I think now we're at a time now that we're kind of sorting the chaff from the wheat, and I feel that on the internet as well. There's a lot of things going on the internet where you can see that it's just a little episode that somebody's playing out, and actually people are going to see through it, and it carries on for a little while, and then it loses momentum and all the energy goes out of it. And I've seen many of those happen as well. And sometimes there is a bit of truth in it, but it gets led in the right wrong direction, because the people who are putting that information out have just not done enough work on themselves. I mean, we've seen this with a lot of characters recently that have gone really mainline. You know, everybody's listening to them, everybody's watching their videos, etc., and then it just all the energy goes out of it. And that's going to happen all the time to people who just set it up and they're running with their ego, and their ego comes in immediately that they start to get recognized. And we've got a lot of people, especially in the law of attraction kind of side of the New Age movement, you've got loads of people who've set themselves up as huge sort of gurus and still got a lot of people following them, and they're making loads of money, and that whole thing is just empty. You know, there is a law of attraction, don't get me wrong here, and there is a resonance where if your inner resonance resonates a certain way, then you're going to attract what that resonance is into your life, and it all works. But the way it's being taught and the money being made and the kind of emptiness of a lot of that now, and people not getting the crux of it, not getting the guts of the information, you know, only getting little tidbits, which they, you know, the people who teach often are not telling you how they found the information and what their pathway to it was. You know, a lot of people miss great big bits out of that. So you never really know it, you know, because if you knew the essence of a lot of this stuff, you'd know it's in one sentence. And once you get the knowledge, you're not going to pay for the next course, are you? And this is the same as all these events where people are going all over to the sacred sites all around the world, and it costs like, I don't know, £2,000 to go on the tour. And, you know, it's only going to be the people who have money who can even do it. But when they get there, they all think they're playing a part. Some of them may be working. There may be really disciplined people leading some of these trips. But a lot of the really big publicized ones, they're not actually, you know, healing the earth or doing anything other than promoting themselves, making money and going on a great holiday. You can do anything you need to do in your own back garden, to be quite honest. And you know, staying away from the limelight is a really good way to keep your disciplines up. When you're learning all this and connecting with your higher self. And some people who are in total incognito here on this planet are doing more powerful work. You know, it's often said that, you know, the people who, say the people who go into retreat and who just meditate and, you know, hold the energy. I know that when I was taught some of the first information I was given, I was at a sort of mystery school. I didn't even realize what it was when I was attending this, really. This is 30-odd years ago. But the truth and the incredible wisdom that they taught us was brilliant and has led my path for all this time by the simplicity of the essence of the information, like the simple awareness exercise, the real formal meditation techniques, all of that came from them. The truth and the reality of who we are came from that. But what they also taught us right in the beginning was that there needs to be a certain amount of people who hold the energy all the time, to hold the sort of essence of the energy of the planet in place. And I kind of feel that's right. And that it's been holy people over the years, isn't it, who've dedicated their life to just remaining completely unworldly. And there has been people, you know, when you go back to the original masters and seers who taught a lot in the East, actually, and a lot of people, I'm talking about the real monasteries, not the Catholic type places where they were having all sorts of abuse. I'm talking about real humble people who you know, connected to themselves in a real way. And there have always been those people, not that many, but over the history of the earth, there would have been people who stayed in that state. Now that you're getting other people adding to that, where people are living the life as in the 3D world, but they pull their energy from the higher fields and their disciplines guide and back their life in the 3D world. That's where we are bolstering and boosting the energy. And we help those people whose lives are dedicated to it, because we add to that raising of energy. We become, in our own right, energy conduits, because we pull our wisdom, we pull our words, we pull our thoughts from that area when we're disciplined in ourselves. And yeah, I still think that there's going to be the holy people who, you know, in different places may, you know, there's a lot of wisdom comes from Tibet. And there will be people in Tibet. And all that knowledge that is still in the books and the manuscripts that they tend so carefully and that they have kept for the world. And a lot of the knowledge has come out through people who've gone and investigated that. And a lot of things like the law of attraction comes out of the Tibetan teaching all those years ago, you know, and the history of that went down through the mystery schools. So those people that hold pure are the ones that we have to thank for holding any semblance of sort of sanity on this planet. Because left to people just living through their minds and living that 3D existence through their egos and their minds, we would have killed the earth and everyone on it a long time before. So can we add ourselves to that power base now, that purity, by holding on to who we really are? I think we can, and I think we do. We add to that. We may still be living a fairly, you know, normal so-called life in what we interact with, but we are coming from a different place. Now, how many people have gone on to... how many people have tried distilled water? Because I really do think it's an amazing piece of information. And that came off a Lisa Harrison video, actually. The great one she did with the guy who's running a website, and he's dedicated his life to giving out the information on distilled water. I actually feel great on it, and I've been buying my 15 litres at a time. Feeling really good. Sorry, not me tonight. I feel a little out of whack. Somebody, I'm feeling better connected with all of you. Oh, good. Nellie Sands says she's found it great to connect with all us. That's good. I'm just looking to see if anybody has tried the water. We're not getting anybody say they've tried the water, but I think you should. Just go buy yourself one 5-litre container, because I saw the subtle differences as soon as I did. And I'm somebody who's not drunk tap water for years, so I was already drinking spring water. And I have had a lot of people come back at me with, oh my god, no, you're not telling those lies, are you? Spring water is the best. And they don't understand that distilled water is pure water that has nothing at all in it, not even any of the minerals. So therefore it's empty water, and when you drink it, it will cleanse your body in a way that you've never known it to be cleansed. That's the whole crux of distilled water. And urine therapy, I would agree. I'm actually going to do more of the... I have done some of the urine therapy along with the distilled water right at the beginning. And I'm doing little experiments on certain things with the urine at the moment. But I am drinking distilled water every day and everything. And... when your waters, I feel like when my water and when everything's cleansed out my body a bit more, at the end of the month, I'm going to do more of the urine therapy as well. And one of the other things, I mean, fruit juice, and this is something, it's only a small point, but it's such an important one. When you buy fruit juice, and you make fruit juice, you juice the fruits yourself, that is distilled. The liquid in that is distilled, so that's as pure and as cleansing. But a lot of the juice in our supermarkets is made from concentrate. So what they've done is they've squeezed the fruit, concentrated it, and then made it up with normal water. That is not the same. Don't even kid yourself. It's nothing like that. Moonicorn here saying, I throw some limes in it with stevia and it's got some minerals. Tastes good. Well, what is that then? Distilled water. Maybe, yeah, doing the distilled water with some limes. Yeah, that would be good, because the limes and lemons is totally alkaline when it hits into your body. So you're not actually putting acid in it. It's great. I mean, lemon water is great. I actually enjoy drinking this distilled water. I drink more of it, and my body thirsts for it. It's like I've got this greater thirst on. I've always drunk quite a lot of water, but this is different. It's thirsting. I'm just going to open up this line here. Let's see who we've got online here. Hi, who have I got online today?
Hello.
Hello. Who have I got online?
Hi. I was just listening. My name is Sarah.
Yeah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Did you just want to listen, or did you want to ask some questions or talk about something?
No, ma'am. I was just listening.
Okay, okay. But feel free. It's just your light came up on my switchboard, so hi.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, going back to this. Yeah, Angel Bright, but a lot of people put lemons in water and don't tell allergic people. What does that mean? I don't understand that. Some people are allergic to lemons and swell up. Oh, my goodness. I've never met anybody who was allergic to lemons, but that sounds interesting. But using distilled water, using your fruit juice, just watch and look when you buy that fruit juice. If it's made from concentrate, it's not distilled. So it's just going to be normal water, and you don't know what's in that water they've used to make it back up from the concentrate. So when it says freshly juiced, that's your stuff. And it's not much more expensive, pennies more expensive than the concentrate. Gremlin is saying humans are... I thought you said he was allergic to lemon. Nothing else going on there. But what I find, going back to this distilled water, what I find is that because my body now, I've been drinking it for, is this the second week? This has got to be the second. I think this is 2 weeks, nearly, just under 2 weeks, be 2 weeks tomorrow. And because my whole system is full of the new water, my whole blood system would have turned around now, you know. And so every bit of liquid in my body, I would say, is distilled now. Got to be, isn't it? I think I'm right there. So what's happening is the resonance in your body attracts different stuff, and it's so much easier to eat everything healthy. Like, I'm eating so many more raw vegetables. I mean, I've been eating platefuls of raw broccoli. I actually love it. Sprouting broccoli, I bought pounds and pounds of it, and I've gone through it really quickly because I'm just using it. I'm actually dipping it in hummus and eating it like that. But the main bulk of my lunch has been raw broccoli, and I like it better raw than I do cooked now. And anything green like that, if you check out the video on our network at www.universallyaware.ning.com, there's a green video that I think Snail put up, actually. And that is absolutely brilliant because it's this guy making smoothies with the green kale and stuff like that. And he's telling you, he gives a whole lecture right off there about the goodness of the greens. And he tells his whole story about his family's health and how they found out that the best thing you could ever eat is the kale and the greens, which are pretty hard to just chomp and chomp and chomp, you know, handfuls of the green kale. But broccoli, I find really easy to eat loads of, like a half a pound at a time. I could just eat that broccoli and love it. But the kale, I'm not so sure. So making that into a smoothie and liquidizing it is much better. And there is a video of that on our network, so have a look at that. And the goodness, listen to him talking at the beginning, because people just don't understand that. Angel Bright is saying she's got some raw chocolate powder with berries from the health food shop and adding to cereal and natural yogurt. That's really, really good. The one I've got is raw chocolate added to hemp seed and with dried dehydrated berries. And that is amazing with the hemp seed. You just put spoonfuls of that into natural yogurt. And I also add ashwagandha, which is a powder that is really boosting your immune system. It comes from the winter cherry ground up. It tastes foul, but if you put a tiny bit on a spoon and put it in with that, it's great. I also put maca powder in, which athletes use, and it's amazing for energy and balancing your whole system. So my breakfast is a superfood, and it's usually about 2 o'clock before I even think of eating anything else. And it's not the quantity, it's quite a small bowl. It's the fact that it's backed up with superfood, which, starting off the day with stuff like that, try... the ashwagandha and the maca powder. I got all the information from David Wolfe, W-O-L-F-E, from his videos, and I'm subscribed to his site, so I get all these videos, loads of videos and information sent to me, and listen to him on YouTube on the videos. It's absolutely great. He will tell you about things you've never heard of, all the different mushrooms and that. And when you eat bowls of superfeed and you just eat smoothies, you'll feel healthier than when other times. My first attempt at making the green smoothie with the kale, I actually put handfuls of, I have a garden, with, a small garden but full of herbs, and they're really prolific with all the rain that we've had in the UK. And I picked handfuls of it, threw it in with the kale, and then followed his recipe with less fruit. And actually, it was a bit like drinking green algae. It was like a sludge. And I thought, oh, my God, I must put something else in with this. So I started tampering with it, and it didn't go too well. I actually had too much parsley in it, which is very, very strong. And I thought, well, I've got to make it savory now because it's really strong. So I put cumin, which you put in curries. I put ground up cumin in it. And then I couldn't drink it. And then I put soy sauce in it. And it kind of went down the pan then, because when I say down the pan, I still drank it. But it kind of, the taste deteriorated. I'm actually going to add more fruit. I think you should stick to his recipe, because I kind of tampered with it and it went a bit off key. But I like the idea of drinking the green smoothies. I think it's a damn good idea. That the content of it is incredible for your body. But definitely try, if you're worried about eating vegetables that you would normally cook, just try the broccoli, because sprouting broccoli, which is the more slender, thin branches of it, is fresher. And I don't think it's so commercially produced, but it tastes incredible. And dip it in dips. It's lovely. You don't have to eat everything right off raw. You can have some things that are cooked. But the more I drink the water, which is what I was talking about there, the more I drink the water, the more I resonate with purity of other things putting in my body. It's an incredible response that happens, because the water is talking to you inside your system. You are the water. You're 87% water. So as you operate, your soul is inside this vehicle, and this vehicle is now distilled pure water. And it, when it resonates out, is trying to get you to put more purity into it. It works for those people who have found themselves not so disciplined. Try it. Just try, first of all, going over to the pure water, and then adapt from there, because I think it will give you the discipline. It's the only food thing that I've actually found changes your discipline. And it's, you know, like I feel like when I put a cooked it was a vegetable bake into my system the other day, and it was, you know, very much a prepared, it was a prepared meal, and it was all veggie and all really healthy, but because it was all cooked and it all goes softer, doesn't it? And it's not like a smoothie, it's kind of like in between, you know, something in between. It just didn't, you know, it didn't sit right in my stomach. I mean, I was better off with the smoothies and the raw food. And either eating it in chunks, you know, like chunks of broccoli, or liquidizing it. So you actually start to think, oh, I can't eat any sugar. Sugar seems to react really badly in my system at the moment. And I was always able to eat some sugary products. I really didn't eat, you know, your white sugar products. But I have eaten healthy sugar products in my time, but it's very difficult. I've actually, the only thing I'm using at the moment is a little bit of really pure maple syrup. I can't go for anything else. But it's, I know what it is. It's the vibration of my own body calling out and guiding me for what it needs to honor itself. What it needs to resonate with is something that resonates with the 87% water, which is pure distilled. See, when you're putting chemical water in from the tap, it's at a lower vibration, so it won't help you. You're working against it, aren't you, when you're trying to eat healthy? So you're always having to get your willpower up to eat healthy. You've got nothing supporting you. When you go on to absolute pure water, distilled water, you will be totally supported. Be ready for that, because it will change your life. I feel it's like life-changing. I've done a lot of things in my life, but this has been one of the most powerful. I'm still trying to buy myself a water distiller. The two that I was bidding for on eBay went up quite high. I hadn't got the cash to do it. So I'm still working on that, but it's costing me £10 to buy 15 litres at the moment, so that's not too bad. I'm actually going to play us out. We come to the end of this show, and I thank you all for being here. It's been great. And next week, I'm going to try and get a guest on for us. Hopefully, we can get Lisa Harrison to talk about it. She's a great interviewer. I just want to give her the chance to talk about how she got on her path and what she really feels is guiding her in her life. Because I sense that there's a lot to come out there. I'm going to play us out, and I hope this plays. It's the first time I've played it. It's a song I found by an Australian group, and they're called Novocaine, actually, The Power of Love. And they've started doing some really good music to fit in with the period we're going through and the changes within ourselves. So namaste to everybody, and have a great evening.